Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
What's up, you guys? You are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I'm here with my friend Amy, who is the owner of Lash. It's just Lash. I was going to say Lash in Nashville.
Everybody says it.
It's Lash in Nashville.
Uh-huh. And NashvilleLash.com.
Oh, yeah. Plug yourself already. Why don't you? I love that. So Amy does lash extensions. She's had this company for 8 years, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're the best in Nashville.
Like,
Oh, this is so fun already. Just to mention a couple of her clients. Some of her clients include Miranda Lambert, the ladies of Little Big Town, Kelsey Ballerini, Ashley Monroe, basically all of the wives of the country music singers, and then obviously so many more.
Yeah.
So this is going to be an interesting podcast.
Yeah.
I asked a lot of my people on Velvet's Edge, like, what do they want to know? And I have a shit ton of questions for you. So just
good.
So you know.
Fire away.
I should mention first that we've been sitting in my place for 2 hours drinking wine and talking about boys.
It's been longer than 2 hours.
Oh, God.
It definitely has been longer.
I feel like
than
we should
hours.
Have made that the podcast.
I think that's next week.
Part next two. Next week on the Velvet's Edge podcast. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so let's just, like, dive right into all the lash stuff, because I really do have a ton of questions for you.
Wow.
Basically, let's talk about what a lash extension even is, because I don't think a lot of people even know.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you want to really zero in on exactly what it is, it's like a it is made from a synthetic yarn material.
And it looks exactly like an eyelash.
It is shaped exactly like an eyelash.
And it attaches to your actual eyelash, right?
Yep. And there are a variety of different lengths and thicknesses and curls and colors that allow us to customize, you know, a set.
So a look for each different face.
Yes.
Like what each eye can hold and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, like if you had to pick what your pros of having that, like do your sales pitch right now. What's the pros of having an eyelash extension?
Okay, so a lot of people will say that it's super high maintenance, but I like to say it's a high maintenance thing for the low maintenance girl.
Ooh, tell me more. I like this. That's true though.
Well, it is because people come in about once every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But it cuts off about 10 minutes of your morning routine.
Right, because you just wake up, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, and people feel really pretty and really awake with eyelashes. I feel like you need to have them on right now.
I know. Oh, God, she's staring at my face. You've done my lashes before.
I have, back in the old days.
This is actually before we were friends.
This is actually before, what is it? BC?
Yeah. How is this BC? BF, before friends.
Before friends, but it's also BC that was like before volume lashes. Because volume lashes are like all the rage. We don't even do we do. Maybe 10% of our clients are classic lashes, but that's what you had so long ago.
So you, because she's been trying to convince me I need lashes again. And my biggest thing is, like, I have hair extensions. I get Botox. I'm like, I cannot add something else to my list. This is like,
AF.
Yeah, it's literally, where's Kelly in the mix of all this shit? But also, it's like, I don't have the time. And it's expensive, to do all of it. So I feel like you kind of pick your battles. I'm really attached to my hair extensions right now. So.
Listen, you can have your hair extensions. People, I tell them, like, just maybe drop one thing. If it's pedicures, or if it's whatever, it is worth. Do it one time and see if you want to keep it up.
So my plan, this is my 5-year plan. Okay. Is I'm gonna keep these like lengthy extensions for a while. Once I remove that from my beauty routine, because I'm gonna get tired of it. You know, like that's my thing right now. I'm into this like Kim K long hair. But when I get rid of that, I'm coming your way.
I think you should.
And you think I should get a volume lash?
Yeah, the volume set.
Tell me more.
So basically, with volume, you're getting like a very lightweight, flexible, bouncy, customizable lash that we're building a fan on one of your individual lashes.
Okay.
But with these super lightweight, I mean, literally like a fineness of your hair, the hair on your head. Mm-hmm. So that hold their curl, we can really like kind of play with the different dimensions of those fans to give you a really natural set, but give you maybe 5 times more lashes than you have on your by now.
You know? So it still looks really natural.
It can be very natural.
Because I think that's the other misconception about eyelash extensions. And I just know this from doing hair and makeup. Yeah. Like,
and the term volume.
Yeah.
People get really scared with that volume term.
Right. Like it's going to just look like you have these huge false lashes on. And it really doesn't.
No. I would say 90% of our clients want something that they describe as natural but noticeable.
Yeah.
They want it to look as though they're wearing mascara. They want it to look as though they've curled their lashes and maybe give them a little bit of length in the appropriate areas. Like if they're, you know, you want to shape that lash to your, you know, the different shapes of your eyebrows, for example. Mm-hmm. Like you would want to give somebody who might have a close set eye, like maybe give them more of a cat eye to open their eyes a little bit, mm-hmm. or to make somebody with like more of a deep set eye, maybe a longer eyelash that maybe makes them look awake.
Yeah.
Like say you can achieve a look by just.
You know when you're putting mascara on and you sneeze?
Oh, there you go.
I think it's like this eyelash conversation has really got my nasal cavity going. Okay.
So funny.
Excuse me.
Because when I'll go to put iPads on people, on most of my clients, they'll open their mouth.
Oh my!
Like I'm using.
Oh, totally.
Like they're putting mascara on. I'm like, oh, could you close your mouth?
Such a natural reaction.
It is.
Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted. That's okay.
So anyway, I hate that the term volume to a lot of people mean is scary, but it doesn't have to be. Volume is actually more natural than we could ever achieve with classic lashes.
Well, and to me to even hear that you can do the different things to work with different eyes. I mean, that's what I do with makeup all the time.
Right.
If I'm applying false lashes, it's like I have to think about what the shape of an eye is before I put like the super heavy lash on.
Right.
But I think that's huge.
It is huge.
I would want to know that going into it.
Right.
What would be like if you had to think of some of the cons?
Some of the cons of lash extensions. Well, I mean, I think the biggest one is just really making sure that you're going somewhere reputable. Because I think the biggest con right now that people out there think that lash extensions, even wearing them long term, that they are damaging, and they're not, is the biggest misconception. Because if they're done correctly, which we do everything in our power to maintain the integrity of your natural lash. But if they're done appropriately, then you won't have any damage. And some of my clients have had their lashes on for 8 years. Some of my clients I have literally seen for 8 years, and we're still good. You know,
so that you can wear them. I mean, obviously they're getting refilled or what?
They're
do you call
refilled.
It? Yeah, through refilled. Those 8 years. But for 8 years, someone has had lashes on.
Yes.
And their own lashes aren't falling out? Or?
Well, I mean, as long as you're going to somewhere reputable that is isolating them properly and not doing anything that is too heavy or too long or anything damaging to your lash, then yeah, of course, they're just going to shed with your natural lash, just like your natural lash is going to shed.
So when you say shed, what does that mean? So these lashes fall off too?
Yes. They're going to, I mean, if they're done right, they're probably going to shed with your natural lash and you're going to lose about 3 to 5 a day.
We lose that many lashes?
We do.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
I mean, you're never going to know. And the problem is that people see it a lot more with lash extensions because you're actually seeing that extension.
It's a bigger lash.
Yeah.
You're seeing a darker
band or, yeah.
Wow. So, yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah. You're just not used to seeing it.
No. Okay.
But so yeah, it's just like the hair on your head, you know, where it's falling out shedding constantly. All the time and growing new.
Wow.
Like a flower.
Just like a beautiful butterfly. Yes. Okay, so talk me through the process, because when I did ask people what they wanted to know about lashes, this was one of the main questions they said was like, how long do I have to lay there? How often do I have to get these refilled? Yeah. Like, what's the application process and the maintenance?
Yeah, okay. Well, there's basically two different kinds. So classic lashes is a one-to-one. So you're putting one lash to one natural, one extension to one natural lash. Mm-hmm. Usually a full set of that is going to take a lash artist about an hour and a half. You're going to come back for fills about every 3 weeks for those.
Okay.
With volume, it does take a teensy bit longer because we are building a fan on a natural lash. So, so I would say for your first set of volume lashes, it's about 2 to 2.5 hours. And then your fills are about an hour to an hour and a half.
So people are just laying on your table.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a question I had for later, but I'm so curious. Like, that's a lot of talking.
Well, it's a lot of talking. I would say that usually for your first full set, we're pretty zoned in on trying to create that look for you that I tell a lot of my clients that I want them to zone out and just...
Like
I actually say zen out. Zen out and just find your happy place and take a moment for yourself.
Or like listen to the Velvet's Edge podcast.
Or listen to Velvet's Edge. That's exactly what
you
I
need
tell
to start
them.
Saying that to all your people.
Oh, it's so funny. My music people are like, you should play like our new song.
Right. Oh, that's weird. Oh, hey, play my song.
My songwriter friend. See the feedback you get. No, honestly, we just tell people, just take this time for yourself. And it's hard to tell people not to talk, but just don't talk. Because honestly, I can't really talk to you and do my best work too.
Right.
Until I really know your lashes.
Yeah.
And then you do become friends with these people that you're seeing every sometimes 2 to 3 weeks. That I've seen for years now that, you know, we have these friendships that I'm like, I want to catch up with you and that they want to know what's going on in my life. Even though there's usually not that much.
I don't know. You have some pretty good stories.
They're holding on to anything.
Based on the last 2 hours, I feel like you have some pretty good stories.
Which is bad because most of your listeners are already probably getting lash extensions with me. They already know all of the stories.
So they're their immediate reaction is, yup.
Yep. I know that story. Yep.
Okay. So, like I said, I do makeup. And so we both have a mutual friend, Amy from the Bobby Bone Show, and you do her lashes.
Yes.
And there was a period of time where I was doing Amy's makeup once a week for this one show she was doing. And you and I kind of would battle about eyeliner. Do you remember this?
Oh, Amy told me.
Okay, well, it was a battle with me and myself then because she would say to me, So I just got my lashes done. Amy will kill me if you put liner on me.
Oh, all right.
And there would be certain times where, like, with the shape of her eye on camera, like, I was just like, you need a liner. Right. Like, I needed it.
Yeah.
So tell people kind of, or maybe talk through what makeup changes you have to make. Because a lot of people said, like, do I still curl my lashes? Do I still wear mascara? Mm-hmm. Do you still wear liner? Because you were, it was the gel liner, I think, that you hated the most.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, I don't mind if you're going to wear liner as long as it will come off. It's these waterproof liners and mascaras.
Which
and,
is what I love for set because it doesn't involve a lot of touch-ups.
Which obviously is like the part of our biggest struggle because we do see so many people that are getting their makeup done for stage and they're obviously they're sweating or whatever and their makeup artist wants to use waterproof. So yeah, I mean that's where it becomes a little bit tough because once you do put that waterproof mascara or that liner that's gonna get gunked up right on your lash line, it sort of seals up those fans. And they're never the same. They're never going to just fan out like you kind of would want your natural lash to.
So when you say a fan, that's actually the extension on top of your lash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it just kind of seals it right up.
Yeah.
And as much as you wash it or use, an approved cleanser, you're still not going to get that nice fluffy fan back ever. Until your next fill. Right. So that's our struggle with just making sure that you're keeping your lash extensions clean. You obviously don't want that heaviness of that waterproof liner, mascara, whatever, weighing down your lash with the extension also. Yeah. There's cleansers and brushes and there's techniques that you can use that we try that I will pimp out to my people that are getting their makeup done on a regular basis, but still you can only control so much of that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still like, they're going to have to come back and see me more often.
Yeah. So. And that's what Amy would be when we were closer to the time where she was about to get a fill. She would be like, oh, it's fine. I'm going to see her next week. Yeah. But if she had just gotten them done, it was like, I really would have to work around it.
Right.
But for me, extensions are great because it saves me time. Like, I don't have to do falsies.
Right.
They look amazing on camera.
Yeah.
So it's just really good. So, okay, you did mention cleaning them.
Cleanser.
Yeah. And are these things that, like, people can buy online?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we do sell a variety of cleansers at Lash, but I will say that I do prefer the one that we sell through Borboletta. It is a foam cleanser, and I found it to be the best at removing everything, still keeping your extensions on.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would say whatever you're using at home, as long as it's oil-free, you're probably okay.
What about makeup wipes, though? Because I feel like you have to rub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anything with cotton is going to get that little cotton fiber is going to get caught in your extensions, and they're going to constantly feel like you have something in your eye.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
Yeah, no. No, so I say stay away from, like, the cotton swabs or the Q-tips or anything. Like, you can use anything lint-free. But, I mean, the goal is really you really want to use your fingers. You really want to use something foamy and gentle and just go over your lash, under your lash, and then, like, just kind of blot your lashes dry.
So just not a ton of rubbing.
Yeah. Rub hands off.
Yeah. Do you know what happened to me when I had that one time you did extensions on me?
I barely remember doing
it. I mean, it was so long ago. It was so long ago. It was probably 10 years ago, I feel like.
It really was.
Except I've only been doing them for 8.
Okay. Well, so it was probably 8 years ago. Whoops.
You were one of my first people.
I mean, I really think I was, though. You were in that small studio.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I wanted to try them, and I told you, I was like, the bigger the better. And then it's like, turns out, can't handle that. But I was like, I'm not getting these filled again. I'm just too much maintenance for me, is how I felt at the time.
Right.
I wouldn't feel that way now, actually, I don't think. But I ripped them all out. which was really bad for my lashes. Because you guys have a way to remove them that's like way better.
Yeah, I mean, and it's rare that we see people that want to come in and have them removed anymore. I mean, they're probably not going to rip them out, but they're probably, but they,
that's just me.
That's just you. But they might call and say, you know, do I need to come have these removed? I'm like, well, you really don't.
They'll fall out.
I mean, they're going to fall out naturally. You can start wearing mascara again. I mean, if nothing else, it's just going to look like you've got a little bit of length on both of
you.
Unless you've just lost them all on one eye, then I would say come in, let us remove them.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think that they can just pick them off. And really, it's not designed for you to pick them off.
No, it definitely, like, pulled my lash out a lot.
Yeah.
So,
and it doesn't take us long to remove them either.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Do you, like, have a record? Because I know at that point I started using, like, a Latisse kind of thing. And I know you have some of your clients do that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Well, because a lot of people want to achieve a look that their natural lash can't sustain. So, or thought they've had, you know, whatever the case may be, they're older or they're you know, they're on stage and they want something that they just weren't born with that lash for us to really put something on there that wouldn't damage their natural lash. So we do encourage any sort of lash,
stimulant,
but I don't think that's the word, like enhancer or whatever. Yeah. Latisse is one that we sell at Lash, that we love. I mean, Rodan and Fields has a good one. I think it's called,
I've used theirs actually. I like both of those.
Yeah.
They really work.
Like, and it is like kind of same price point. So
yeah.
I think, a lot of people, use whatever you want. Try one of those. I've heard really good things about both of them. And honestly, I've never had somebody using Latisse that it wasn't working on. So we just, you know, we have a medical director so we can sell that out of Lash, but it doesn't take but about 3 to 4 weeks for you to start seeing that growth in your natural lash. And then the more growth that you have, the thicker lash that you have, the more lashes that you have that Latisse will kind of helps with, the longer, thicker extension that we can put on your natural lash.
Yeah
So I mean, it's just awesome. The more you know, and they actually hold better because
they're longer, thicker.
Yeah. So a lot of my clients that are using Latisse are actually coming in every month as opposed to every 3 weeks.
Okay.
So it's actually kind of a time money saver too.
So is there any kind of lash you couldn't put an extension on?
No, not anymore. I mean, the answer to that used to be yes, because with classic lashes, there was a certain thickness that you had to use because it was just the way it was. Now it's come a long way. So the extensions that we have available now are super thin.
Yeah.
So we really can put a super thin lash on. As long as you have a hair, we can put something on it.
Even if it's tiny or
even if it's straight. And people are... a lot of people are concerned that they can't have lashes if they have stick straight lashes.
I got a couple questions about that. Yeah.
But you absolutely can because we're just attaching to that base of the lash. So even if their natural lash is straight and you're attaching it to the base, so you're going to have this curl that comes out
right
at the base. You know what I mean? So, a curl wouldn't really matter. We just need a hair.
So, when you have a lash extension on, you don't have to, like, curl your lashes after that. The actual extension is curled?
Yep.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, there's 5 different curls that you can actually...
Depending on what your eye shape or, like, what you want.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So if somebody comes in and they're like, I curl my lashes every day.
Yeah, or, I do. I mean, yeah. That's like a huge thing for me of opening up my eye.
Yeah. And again, on the like different eye shapes, you know, you might want to achieve something with a curlier lash that a lot of people couldn't,
yeah,
you know, have. So you can get different looks with different curls.
So when someone comes into you, do you sit down with them and you say, okay, like, what are your goals?
Yes.
And you look at their eyes and tell, yes, them kind of what works.
I think a thorough consultation is pretty much one of the most important things, yeah, with lash extensions. I honestly, like, you have to get to know their lifestyle. Like, when they're talking to me, I'm focused on their different facial features. I'm looking at their brows. I'm asking them, you know, what their daily makeup routine is.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at them like, what could I do that they may not necessarily know that they need?
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people will come in with a picture of Kim Kardashian. Like,
naturally.
I love these.
Right.
Yeah, so Kim's a common one.
For a beauty routine especially. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I can give you something like that. Or we have a lot of people that come in and say, you know, my friend Kelly came in and I want to have lashes that look like hers.
Right.
Well, it may not be the same size, length, curl, thickness that you have to achieve that same look on them with their eye shape.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's one of the hardest things as a lash artist to figure out, but it's one of the most important things, too. It's
but
really,
that's why you're so good, and yeah, this is what, like, I would say, because a lot of my listeners aren't in Nashville, so they can't come to you.
Right.
So that's what is so important about finding someone. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you say? Maybe go look at their website, like, look at work,
yes,
they've had,
yes,
just because it is an art, just like makeup, just, yeah, like anything else.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's hard now. We used to be able to say, you know, just go on and read reviews. I mean, and honestly,
right,
that's kind of what you still have to do, but there's a lash place on every corner now. So
exactly,
it's like they're in every hair salon and every wax place and every dermatologist.
And some are
so
cheaper than others, but cheaper,
true,
doesn't mean better with this,
it's
kind,
true,
of stuff.
So I still think, I mean, the reason we've been able to be so successful has been through word of mouth. And I still think that that applies to a lot of other places, mm-hmm, that may not have great reviews. Maybe you have somebody that has had a set and had a good experience somewhere. And I would just say maybe that's what you listen to. I don't,
yeah,
know. It's hard to tell from pictures. That's the hardest thing.
Really?
But it is, because I think a really bad set of lashes can look good over pictures.
Yeah, it is kind of confusing in pictures.
It is.
So word of mouth would be your suggestion.
Word of mouth. Yeah, and then maybe reviews.
Yeah.
Because people are ultimately going to, they're going to go back on, and if they ended up losing all of their eyelashes, they're probably going to, you know, change their 5-star to a 2.
That's a very,
maybe. I hope.
Okay, well, you did mention, like, that you've built a lot of your client base just from word of mouth, which,
yeah,
I think is a way that Nashville works. I mean, I know that's,
yeah,
for me been sort of the same circumstance, but I want to kind of talk about, like, how did you start this business? I'm super inspired by all my friends in business. And,
yeah,
I mean, you have this whole business all for your own. You have employees and all this stuff. Like, how did you get started? Did you always know you wanted to do this, or...?
No, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I have a background in dermatology, but when I moved to Nashville, I guess a little over 10 years ago, it was like, obviously lashes were not a thing then.
Right. Although you did mine 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
Right. But.
No, but I mean, it was really, really random. Like, I mean, I've always had like a passion for skin and beauty, but,
yeah,
but, I mean, I was actually in, I was at a house party, and one of my girlfriends, who was a singer and actress in LA, nobody would know who she was,
but she's not listening. Woof.
She probably is.
Anyway,
well, I credit her for actually for everything, because
you're
she,
backtracking.
Yeah, yeah, she,
you're like, I owe her my business.
Favorite person. But she had lash extensions on, and she was like, I got these done in LA, and I'm literally looking at her like, okay, I have to have that. Like,
yeah,
whatever that is, I have to have it. And So I go home that night. I start Googling everywhere in Nashville, lash extensions, lashes, whatever. Nowhere. Nowhere. It didn't exist here.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, you know, I'm an esthetician. How do you get certified to do this? What is the criteria for being able to offer it? So long story short, I got certified by a reputable company at that point in time. And then I still had a full-time job. I was kind of doing them on the side. And it took me forever. And I thought, what did I just get myself into? Just because it would take me 4 hours to do a full set. It was so frustrating. And I'm like, I'm a total type A. This should be, like, awesome. And yeah, it was awful. But then, you know, I had maybe 5 clients. And I'm like, I really think that I can build something here. Because every client that I had done was, like, obsessed, and mm-hmm. then I was seeing 2 from that person, and then it was right. 4 from them. So there for about 2 years, I knew where every single person was coming from. You know, mm-hmm. I knew, and you know, I hate to say this, but Mary Hilliard was probably the person that.
So I'm laughing only because the last podcast I did, Erin Creighton, yeah. about the parties, she also mentioned Mary as the same thing. She kind of has given Erin her business. No, I think, honestly, it's a case in point. Again, if you haven't listened to my podcast with Mary Hilliard Harrington, she's the boss in Nashville. She is. She gave me my business. She gave you your business. Erin her Aaron business.
Apparently, yeah. Oh, wow, that is insane.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's funny because I've never told Mary this, but, like, when she, when I started seeing her and, like, you know, she was coming to me probably 10 years ago when you were. I just started seeing, you know, and she's in the music business. So I started seeing a lot of my musician clients start coming right. to me. And like, even if it was just small bands. Mm-hmm. And then I started seeing the people, I mean, because people always ask, well, how did you get to, you know, yeah. where you were doing Miranda Lambert's lashes?
Right.
It all came from building something that was from one person that believed in me and that loved their lashes, that trusted me to send, you know, somebody that maybe was, a musician that was working for her at the time, to me, that just kind of grew and it built on just that. And so she doesn't know that, but I think about her when I think about how I built everything. And she's still mm-hmm. a client, so there you go. Well,
there you go. But that matters. I mean, I feel the same way about her in that she believed in me for a second. And then, once you have that one client, it just it's such a word of mouth thing. I think that's true for any business.
Yeah.
Okay, so because you've done this for, 8 years now? Like,
yeah.
What does your schedule look like now? Because I think it's, like, a lot less than it used to be.
What do you mean?
I want to know.
Well, it's a lot less clients now that I'm seeing, like, hands-on.
Okay.
But I feel like it's a lot more responsibility now.
Because you're running a business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not really the business minded person, so like,
but don't you kind of have to be? You figure it out.
I tell everybody I learn something every single day.
Yep.
Like every day I'm kind of like brought back to the place of you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just daunting, and it's like if you don't look at it, everything like a learning experience, you're just gonna get swallowed up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, when I first started, I'm a hard worker and I have a good work ethic. And when I first started, like, I just remember, like, not just the money, but like, I mean, I obviously was motivated by the money, but it
turned me on.
Oh, wow. Now we're going back to the voice podcast.
To to like get busy and see my phone lighting up. And right. Like, I could like organically see it happening. And it was
it's exciting.
Yeah, it was just exciting. That's probably
a better term, but like I'll couple glasses of wine in, I'll give it to you.
But no, I mean, I would see 14 clients a day when I first started.
It's a lot.
And I remember, like, well, yeah, and for those first 2 years being in that little room that you spoke to, like, I managed my own schedule. I didn't have any overhead. I was just, like, balls to the wall lashes, you know? So, yeah, I mean, now, yeah, you're right. I'm at 7 to 8 clients a day now, which I feel like
still
is a good
lot,
balance.
But, right. Yeah. Okay, well, this will be an easier one for you. Like, what in working for yourself, and I think you've kind of already answered this a little bit, but how and when did you decide, like, I've got to set some boundaries. I can't work 800 hours a week and run a successful business. Like, what are your boundaries with yourself?
Yeah, well, I mean, that definitely is still something that I'm working on, but I have come a long way with just knowing that you have to make time for yourself or you will get burnt out and your work will suffer. Mm-hmm. Like your lashes will suffer if you're my 14th client of the day.
Right.
My eyes are literally blurring and I'm like a hunchback.
Yeah, I don't want to be your 14th client.
No, like mm-hmm. I have nothing to say to you. No. It's not going to be a positive experience.
Right.
And also just like learning to, you know, on Sundays it's a day off for me. And like if you're texting me about your appointment, I'm probably going to wait until Monday. I don't know. I just think boundaries are so important for our self-help.
I agree.
And help.
Both. So if you had any suggestions, like if you off the top of your head were like, what's the one thing that made you really feel success or like grow your business and become a success? What would you say?
What's the one thing that made me grow? I think it would be probably just like kind of what I was talking about as far as like really caring about the people that you're working on.
Mm.
Like caring about their kids, caring not just their lashes. You know, I mean, obviously I want to care about, you know, what the look that they're trying to achieve, and we'll work on that and we can tweak it every time they come in, but you just get to know these people and they start to look forward to their appointments, and you start to look forward to that appointment. And I mean, I just think it's those relationships, and I think that is part of what has made us successful.
Amy, thank you. So I'm going to do a blog, I think, just of linking some of your work and, like, kind of what you guys do, but also the products that you talked about, because I think people will be super interested in just how to maintain these lashes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get all of that to you.
Okay. We're going to go back to drinking wine and talking about boys. Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, bye.